Recently, my running has got me thinking that there is definitely a thin line between love and hate. Last year, I ran two marathons and a 10K race. I regularly run four times a week. I think nothing of running a half marathon in training, and I even have a subscription to Runner's World magazine. To anyone who asks me, I tell them I love running, but that is definitely not the whole truth. The truth is that a lot of the time I hate running. Alright, take this morning. I got up at 6 in the morning and by 6:15 I had hit the road and was running a half marathon. It was pitch black outside. I was running at my marathon pace of roughly 7-minute miles. My legs were absolutely aching. There was no love, no joy as I pounded the streets and ran up and down hills. I have to be honest and say that there was hate. There was definitely pain. I recently bought pictures of myself that the organisers of the Amsterdam Marathon have been trying to get me to buy for the longest. Pictures of me taking part in the marathon. I'd hoped that seeing them would inspire me to keep on running and train harder. Instead, when I looked at them, all I saw was a grown man in a lot of pain. Again, no love, no joy, just pain and hate. I realise that to get to the bit of running I love, I have to go through a lot of hate and pain as well. To get to that feeling of euphoria, to feel that sense of achievement, is definitely not easy. And I realise that there is a lot of love and joy at the end of the running rainbow. It's just difficult to actually run to the end of the rainbow. The challenge is, how do I motivate myself to keep on going through the pain to get to the bit I love? Well, what I've done is I've enlisted the help of my friends. Five of us from literally all over the world, two from New York, one in London, and two of us in Glasgow, have formed what we call the Run Face Club. It's quite simple. Before a run, we take a photograph of ourselves on our phones, normally our faces, hence the name of the group, Run Face Club, and then post it to the other four. It works because when I really don't want to run, I feel the love of the other Run Face members when I see their ugly faces looking back at me. I also feel the peer pressure when I see fellow Run Club members post their picture and I haven't posted mine because I haven't run. I feel a sense of shame, and that can get me over the hurdle of not wanting to get out there when I'm tired. And lastly, I think there is a sense of camaraderie. We are like brothers and sisters in pain, brothers and sisters in effort, brothers and sisters in running. So when I might not be feeling the love for the running, I feel the love of my friends. I know it's sweet, and it gets me out there and helps me reach the reason I ultimately run, because ultimately I love it. Well, sometimes. The picture today is of two of the Run Face members, Andrew and his wife Tesma. It might look like two people who are about to set off on a run looking strangely moody, but this morning it wasn't just two people looking moodily into the camera. They were my inspiration. They got me out there when I really wanted to stay in bed for at least another hour and a half.